George, we talked a lot about your broadcasting and your traveling from Buffalo to Hershey to Springfield to points east and west to bring games tonight. And I just want you to hear something. You haven't heard this before, but I think you'll be interested in it. The great George Patrick Duffy doing Rhode Island Reds play-by-play.
Now Villanier has it behind him, and he's struck by Ray McKay. The Villanier, the Reds putting the pressure on, they're leading 2-1. Reds with the puck on the left foot. Villanier's clear in front, but it's broken up. Now Jack Taggart, and he's shooting back. Off on right wing. Big man's effect, but it's broken up. And played back to Ray McKay at the Cincinnati line. A 2-1 game for Providence and WEAN. 12:20 remaining. Lekonski behind the net. Avoids it, but the puck is still in the way and taken back by Gary Colson. Ahead for Rainey Villanier. Villanier trying to move over the Cincinnati line. It's poked away, but he clears it up deep in Cincinnati ice. Not to get it off the boards is Ron Bisniak. Plays it into the corner. The Swords will try to bring it out. As Matucci holds it in, gives it away for Gary Colson. He takes the shot and it's broken up. Held in by Lekonski. He shoots it to Colson wide. Now the defenseman Ron Bisniak. Villanier on the board. Check. As Colson collects. To Villanier, back to Colson. Colson trying to move it back to the point. It's intercepted by Jack Rockwell. He's coming back to the Providence line on right wing. He moves over on the left side and plays it up ice. Cincinnati call for being offside. 11:40 remaining. Providence leading 2-1 on 6 goals by Andre Filoffi, his second of the year, and by Tommy Williams, his ninth of the year. The Cincinnati goal was scored by Murray Quint. And for Murray, his third of the year. Faceoff coming up just outside the Providence blue line. And for Providence, Andre Filoffi. At center, Al Blanchard on right wing. On the left side, Britt Wilson, who has had a moment of action here tonight in the fight. We'll talk about that later as O'Connor gets it away for Andre Filoffi. Ahead for Britt Wilson. Wilson over the line to Blanchard. He's going to the backhand. He's taken down. And here comes a penalty to Cincinnati. A delayed penalty. Matucci to Blanchard to Wilson. It's blocked by the goaltender Rocky for a delayed call against the Cincinnati Swords. And Providence, a devastating team when they have the man advantage, they're going to have it now. 11:19 remaining as Bob Myers is whistling down John Brennan of the Cincinnati Swords, the leader in the West, and Providence trying to improve its position in the American League East. Tripping in the ball for Brennan, and the Reds are going to have the man advantage.
That's nice.
And 41 seconds, the time of the penalty, the Brennan of LaPage and Lekonski, the draw, back to LaPage, shoots it, block, rebound, taken out of trouble and cleared up ice. As Bobby LaPage exploded the forehand drive and Rocky Flash in the back, and the rebound cleared out very nicely on the play. The Reds coming back again, skating with it is Lekonski. Lekonski, off on the right side for Blanchard, he was offside.
Okay, that was George Patrick Duffy doing some play-by-play. I hope you enjoyed that tonight. We want to thank the Rhode Island Provisions Company, the makers of a Little Rhodey Franks, who advertised so much in the Rhode Island Reds programs. Most of you would remember them for such a long period of time. Ed Robleski provided that tape for me, and I just wanted to bring that so that we could hear George Duffy in action, one of the great play-by-play men of all time with Rhode Island Reds hockey.